This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion advocates have good reasons to criticize President Trump's pick for his new chief of staff. Former South Carolina Representative Nick Mulvaney proudly voted to defund Planned Parenthood. What is still a mystery is why abortion advocates expect someone who won election as an opponent of abortion to pick staffers who like the grisly practice. A federal judge Friday said Obamacare cannot stand against constitutional thinking. The preliminary ruling puts in context the 2012 Supreme Court ruling that declared Obamacare valid under the congressional power to tax, with last year's congressional action that removed the mandatory exercise of that tax. Essentially, Judge Reed O'Connor says that Congress invalidated Obamacare. All parties to the suit do not expect this current summary judgment to stand, but it does inject into the debate the need for further, more thoughtful action from Congress. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Visit lifenews.com today. In other headlines, Ben Shapiro's presence at January's March for Life is making no friends among abortion advocates. They think Shapiro is too conservative. Another patient with merely mild autism has been euthanized in Belgium, and Governor Kasich of Ohio is expected to sign a bill banning dismemberment or D&E abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.